if you're a high performer and you're someone who's always trying to improve, but it feels like you're not making enough progress and not making it fast enough, well, maybe that's because the results are just around the corner. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Did you know high performance runs on an exponential curve? You know what the exponential curve looks like? It starts off pretty steady, and then it starts to go on an upward trajectory, and then it continues on that upward trajectory in a very short period of time. So sometimes when you are pushing along, feeling like you're not making any progress, it just means you're on the cusp of that exponential curve. And that breakthrough happens, and then suddenly things start accelerating. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it gets easier. And sometimes at that point, life's going to throw a whole lot of big stuff at you, but it means that you're absolutely ready to take that on. And it will mean that you'll be able to achieve accelerated results. So the important thing is that when you're going through that initial, it's not a plateau, but that really gentle increase, that you're holding your nerve and you're continuing to work on yourself. You look at the current Bulldogs coach, Cam Serrato. The important thing that I heard Phil Gould talk about was how he prioritizes, as in Serrato, prioritizes his own personal development, his personal development as a coach and his personal development as a person, because he knows how important both of those things. You need to keep learning, you need to keep stretching yourself, you need to keep pushing the boundaries. And as much as it hates me to say as a Para fan, but I think the Bulldogs are on the cusp of that exponential growth. Wait till they start filling up some more of those roster spots with some high quality players. Wait till some of these young kids who are already killing it go to a whole other level like that. Clearly the coaching's working. That first year Serrato was there, there were some shoots, but mainly people are going, is this actually working? But then fast forward, first game last year, I remember it well because the Dogs were playing Para, and yet, well, we run a fairly big score against them. It was only like 12-0, I think, at half time, and they were defending unbelievably well. But we had so much ball. And I remember walking away thinking, man, they are going to go well this year. They're really hard to break down. They scramble. They work so hard. They're so fit. Now, fast forward now, and you're starting to see same sort of defense, but there's more consistency. You're starting to produce some trick shots with the football, the attacks improved. Some of those players that maybe weren't big names are suddenly coming to the fore, and that exponential growth is happening, and the upside is huge. The important thing to remember is, like I said, that Phil Gould had described the personal development on him as a coach, as in Serrato as a coach, and himself. So for you, what personal development are you doing on your career and on working on you? Because if you want to improve anything, if you're having struggles in different areas of your life, and the best example is if your children are experiencing challenges, yes, of course, get them help. But more importantly, make the improvement yourself, because everyone around you will improve when you do. When you work on yourself, when you do that personal development on yourself, then everything changes. You keep working on the career, but when you do the personal work, the career improves. It's amazing. One of my long-term clients, he is a business owner, and a lot of the initial work that we did that had such a big impact was around his relationship with his wife and some of those strategies that we talked about then, and improving that balance between work and personal. He still talks about now what an impact it has, and he still continues to push the boundaries. We're working together again at the moment with him one-on-one, and also his team, is to how can I continue to improve? And I love hearing him talk about the balance he has in his life, because he's a high performer who really pushes the boundaries of just what he is capable of physically. He works really hard. He's up like 3:30 in the morning every morning. He's at the gym. He's in to work before most of us even got up. But he's got the balance right now, and he's spending a heap of family time. He's got three beautiful kids, and him and his wife are doing some amazing things away from business, but business is thriving more than ever. And the important thing is he's continued to prioritize working on himself from a personal perspective and from a career perspective. And I'm really excited about the sort of things that will be unfolding for him in terms of not just from a business perspective as that grows, because there's no doubt that's going to happen. It already is. It already has. But what is in store in terms of how he's going to be able to make a bigger impact on the positive influence on the community, because it's something that he's always been big on in his business. But just that, with that personal growth and that seeking more, inevitably comes the push for more fulfillment, and to be able to pass that on to other people at a bigger level. This is where you find purpose, something beyond just you and your business, you and your work, you and your career. How can I have a bigger impact and yeah, create that legacy to be that role model for your parents, maybe for your parents, for your children, you as a parent, to be having an impact way beyond when your time's come. I'll bring you back to what I've said a few times, is that I remember sitting there at my dad's funeral, listening to all these wonderful things that he'd done, all these lives that he'd touched and the impact, and just thinking, man, I can't imagine anyone saying that stuff about me now if I was to die around that same time. And I wanted to change that, because I maybe it's an ego thing, maybe it's a fulfillment thing, maybe it's just because I think that's the right thing to do. But I want to have got to the end of my life knowing that I've squeezed every bit of juice out of the lemon, and that as a result of that, then I've had a bigger impact. This is where purpose lives, this is where fulfillment lives, and this is where high performance lives. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.